Here's how the rest of the day looks. I am Jim Rome. Welcome back. Third hour right now. This show is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. So we start hour number three. I've got some thoughts on golf this hour. So that's going to start the third hour. Coming up next segment, PGA Tour Pro Patrick Cantlay. Open phones on the back end of the hour. The Jim Rome podcast coming up later on today. Shortly after the program, episode 135, NFLer Eric Weddle joins me. I've not run him down since he announced his retirement. So we'll talk to him about his career and what he's thinking about for the future. And that's how the rest of this Wednesday shapes up. One quick note, too, programming note. I'm in this week, I'm in next week, and then the famous Rome two-week vacation. Listen, I haven't really taken any time this year. You know I have lots of time. If I don't use it, I lose it. I got to start taking it at some point. And it's usually right in the middle of summer.
2 weeks.
So, this week, next week, 2 weeks. Keep that in mind. 1-800-636-8686. All right, so really quickly, I want to talk some golf. Let me change up on you. And again, I like the fact that during this pandemic, during this shutdown, we've brought a lot of content. I'm changing up, talking about different things. And yeah, we talked a lot of golf. Normally I do, but even more so because golf has returned. So like while we're anxiously and cautiously and optimistically awaiting the return of most major sports, the reason I've been talking golf is the gentleman's game has been back now for a couple of weeks. And given these uncertain times, given these unprecedented circumstances, man, it's been beautiful. The return of golf has been great. The stars have shown up. The stars have shown out. The galleries really have not been missed. And the hot mics have been sonic gold by golf standards.
Gosh, dang it. I hate that shot.
Screw you, but thanks.
Stupid design. Pretty good there.
My man Brooks Koepka at the very end of that. Pretty bleeping good there. The biggest early story, aside from that, the biggest early story of the 2020 reboot golf season is of one Bryson DeChambeau, or Bryson DeRambo, as he should be glossed, because dude has reappeared from a personal quarantine in Iron Paradise. This cat clearly woke up in a squat rack and went to bed on a bench press and did it for several months straight. 30 pounds added of nothing but muscle. He came back from the quarantine with 30 pounds of muscle and did it in a sport where guys like John Daly, Craig Statler, and Jason Duffer all have majors to their name. Oh, and Monty.
And in the middle of this beautiful buffet is a custard castle. Replica of the clubhouse at Wentworth is a f***ing castle. It's magnificent f***ing custard thing. And Monty gets up, he gets a f***ing dinner plate, and he takes out the ladies' locker room, he takes out the pro shop, he takes out the f***ing auditorium on the back side of the f***ing men's locker room, and he takes out the f***ing porch on the f***ing back bar. And I'm thinking, f*** me, he's just destroyed this thing. He must be going to just go over and give it to the royal family. Mate, he sat at the table with one spoon. I looked at my wife, dead man.
Oh, my
I
God,
said,
Elk.
There's not a f***ing man in the world that can eat that much custard can beat me. I turned him over at 5-4, mate. He was done. He was out the f***ing gate. Fixed him.
I turned him over 5-4, mate. There's not a man alive that could eat that much custard and beat me. Anyway, back to DeChambeau. The body transformation has been incredible. Astonishing, really. Especially since this guy called his shot effectively back in December when he said, quote, I'm going to become massive. End quote. And he has. And he's not just massive looking. He is massive sounding. Check out the unholy audio from Friday when Bryson uncorked this cannon of a 350-yard drive at Hilton Head. Did you hear that? That's the sound of a bodybuilder perfectly compressing a teed-up Pro V1 dead on the screws of a Cobra King Speed Zone Big Stick. Sounds like someone actually got audio of the Big Bang Theory. Not the show, but the actual theory. Sounds like the start of World War III. I don't know of anything that sounds like that. Certainly nothing on a golf course. It sounds incredible. It's one of my favorite sound drops ever. One of my favorite pieces of audio ever. I wish we had played that game of, what do you think this is? There's no way anybody would have guessed that. I can't tell if my favorite part in the acoustics is that of a perfectly smashed driver by Bryson Schwarzenegger.
Consider that a divorce.
Or the fact that there was not a Jack Wagon fan yelling, mashed potatoes! Off the side to ruin it. Do it again. I'm waiting for the mashed potatoes, Alvy. Thank you, Alvy. Thanks for playing along, Alvy. And the thing about this isn't one of those late night, glorified, long drive competitions on in the middle of the night on ESPN where some Yahoo with the yellow sunglasses in the middle of the night is out there. A yoked out freak swinging out his ass purely for the spectacle of it. Now, this is the mad scientist getting mad with his science. Bryson did not just bulk up for the looks. It's not vanity. He did it for the analytics. It's the same guy now who once carried a compass around the track to try to determine the wind speed. He's a freak for these kind of tweaks. The bulk up was so he could start hitting clubs further and reducing his distance to the hole so he can make lower scores with higher lofted, easier to control sticks. And so far, the results have been there. Golf.com reported that last year at Hilton Head, he was hitting a 6-iron into the par 3 17th hole. This year, with all that added mass, he hit an 8-iron. He played that hole 2 strokes better than he did last year over 4 rounds. Now, that might sound like some golf nerd jargon, but it's not. The more distance you can get out of your clubs, the higher lofted club you can hit. And the more loft you can get, the easier it is to control in the air and on the dance floor that you're firing at. So, if a 6-iron's coming in at a steeper angle, it is way less likely to hold the green the way an 8-iron would. Pretty logical, right? So, this guy not only added 30 pounds to his body, he added an entire 2 club lengths to his distance game, which is pretty insane. I would say it's unfair, except that it's not, because he put the work in. He did it legitimately. Essentially, what this guy's done is club down not once, but twice, and did it during a quarantine. Came back and did that. And in the past week's tournament, he told the media, quote, "It's a complete quantum shift for me. I'm able to go at things that I couldn't before." If the mad scientist is calling it a quantum shift, you know it's pretty dramatic. He also hit a 3-wood and a 4-iron into the 542-yard par 5 at Harbor Links. Imagine having a putt for eagle and never pulling your driver on your previous 2 shots. This is where Bryson is living right now. And my favorite part of the whole thing, aside from this guy going into the weight room and never coming out, is he detailed his diet to the media for the first time. It sounds amazing. We know what he did in the weight room. Here's what he did at the dinner table. Essentially, whatever the hell he wanted. Quote, "It's a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio, and I literally just have at it. I eat whatever I want, whenever I want. I just eat as much as I want right now. It's nice. And I don't gain weight. I'm literally working out every single day as hard as I can, but I listen to my body and I eat whatever I want." End quote. That's amazing. This guy literally just said it. I eat whatever I want, whenever I want. It sounds like the best thing ever. And truth be told, it kind of sounds like the rest of us anyway, right? Eat whatever you want, whenever we want. I know Ritz like, finally. This is what I do. I walked in this morning and Rit was murdering another giant Rice Krispie brick. The day's not right unless I see that guy jamming one of those things down his pie hole. It's amazing. The problem with Rit and, well, the rest of us eating whatever we want, whenever we want, the problem with us having the same diet as Bryson is unless you're throwing around the iron like that cat is 7 days a week, then that whole not gaining weight thing is not going to pan out. Quite the opposite, right? I mean, look at Rit. Just kidding, Rit. Look at the rest of us. They say you can't outwork a bad diet. It's literally one of my favorite sayings ever. You can't outwork a bad diet. I remember somebody way back in the day once told me, hey, listen, you know, if you do 30 minutes of cardio a day, you can eat whatever the hell you want. Is that not the stupidest thing you've ever heard in your life? 30 minutes of cardio a day, and you can eat whatever the hell you want. Let me tell you something. Yesterday, as an example, in fact, the last 2 days, as an example, I hit my Peloton for 45 minutes. Then I hit a hike, a nearly 5 mile hike. I doubled up both those days. Let me tell you something. That was maybe 2 hours of pretty good cardio. That was not undoing the damage of the last 2 weekends. So I don't want to hear about how if you work out or you do 30 minutes of cardio a day, you can eat whatever the hell you want. As long as whatever the hell you want is an apple and a radish. The stupidest thing I've ever heard. Anyway, that's one of my favorite sayings. You cannot outwork a bad diet. Yeah, well, except for the mad scientist. He can. This guy can outwork a diet of whatever the hell he wants, whenever the hell he wants, and smoke the ball further than anybody on tour right now, including Rory and DJ. So congrats to him for having his cake and eating it too. And it sounds like he eats a lot of cake, and it still doesn't matter. Now, if you want to point out that he hasn't won yet, fine, I guess. It's been two tournaments, so you're entitled to your take, no matter how terrible that take is. That take is almost as bad as the take that if you do 30 minutes of cardio, you can eat whatever you want. This guy's been top 10 in both. He finished third 2 weeks ago at Colonial. He's right there. He's knocking on the door. And believe me, if this whole bulk up thing doesn't shake out with some wins, then you know this cat is going to flip the script and go from 230 to 130 if he thinks it'll make a difference. He is the mad scientist. And watching him try new experiments is half the fun with this guy. In the meantime, just sit back and enjoy some absolute nukes off the box. I want to hear what it sounds like. Now that I know what that sounds like, I want to hear what it sounds like to have that guy eat whatever he wants, whenever he wants, all day long. I would imagine, though, if you're that guy and you're throwing the weights around and you're moving the iron around the way he does, man, you've got a furnace burning within. It probably burns everything up. This guy's probably got some Michael Phelps stuff working right now. All right, so we had Patrick Cantlay, and he has to reschedule. So that's too bad. But the opportunity is you can now react. Bob Samuelson is in. My man. Love the Bryson sound drop. That is my new ringtone. That's so true. You know what I would use that for? I would use that for a notification, like on text. That would be a great text notification, wouldn't it? Or an email notification. That sounds awesome. At Squirrel2 tweets, let's play golf, it's game day. Yours, Bryson DeChambeau and Scott Stapp. Yeah, I see what you're trying to do there. Ball, it's game day. We want strikeouts, base hits, it's actually not bad. That's actually not bad. All right, took a short time out. When we come back, let me talk some NFL. Adrian Peterson wants to keep playing. I have thoughts on that. Wells in the 360 tweets, if eating like crap equals further drives, I bet Rit hits it 400 yards. Yeah, that's rich coming from you, Wells. If Rick goes 400, Wells, do you go 900? Only I can crack Rit Wells. Well, other people can crack Rit, but not you. Not for what he's eating. Wow. Hey, pot. Hey, clones. You heard me talk about Walmart delivery before, right? But now Walmart has their fastest delivery yet. Their fastest delivery service yet. It's called Walmart Express Delivery. Get groceries and more delivered from their door to yours with no contact delivery in 2 hours or less, zero markups, same low prices as in-store. Don't let work, kids, an at-home workout, or whatever else life throws at you right now get in the way of getting what you need when you need it. Try Walmart Express Delivery today. Restrictions and fees do apply.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We are close. We are convenient. We are known for our amazing, guaranteed, everyday low prices, excellent customer service. From professional parts people that you know you can trust, you want to stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. So I always say this, like, you never know if a guest may fall out for whatever reason, which means you should be ready to call. Stay ready. Stay ready. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. Stay ready. Patrick Cantlay needs to reschedule. So now we are open. All right, because we are still in the midst of the pandemic, I'm going to take certain liberties. In fact, even if we were not in the midst of a pandemic, I would take certain liberties. Because I can, right? What are they going to do? Take me out of the Hall of Fame? Essentially, when I say I'm going to take certain liberties, it kind of gives me license to talk about different things, things that are neither here nor there. Now, I know, for instance, during the pandemic, you'll give me a little more leeway. Like, Rome, if you want to show up and not wear any man cake on your face, go ahead. We're in a pandemic. If you want to talk about something that's not related to anything, go ahead. As long as it's entertaining and we get something out of it, go ahead. We're in the midst of a pandemic. All right, I think I'll take you up on that. Let's talk about work for a minute. If you're lucky enough to have a job that you love, it's why I go at this so hard. I think a lot of people do not like their job. I understand this. And a lot of people feel like they're trapped in that job. They can't go anywhere. They've got to pay the bills. They don't have a better idea. Maybe you're trapped in your own brain. And you can't get out, and you feel like there is no way out. What I'm getting at is, if you love your job, you're really lucky. If you like your job, you're really lucky. Hell, if you can tolerate your job, then you still have it better than most. I think a lot of people are punching the clock, weekend to weekend, check to check. Man, it's tough. I get that. It's tough. The clock! But I'm here to tell you right now, even if you think you've got the best gig on the planet, and I know I do, find me a better gig than this. There isn't one. At least I didn't think so. I found a better gig than even this. A better gig than even yours. And I don't know what yours is, but I found a better gig. This runs a distant second to this dude holding it down from Ecuador. How about this? What if I told you you could live to be 100 and do nothing but have sex for 40 years as your job?
Sex with me.
And then retire to an uninhabited private island as a reward for that gig. All right? You want to talk about Fighter's Island, Sexer's Island, whatever you want to call it. Imagine that. Imagine living to be 100, 40 years of having sex, and they reward you with your own private island. It happened for a dude. Enter Diego, the giant sex tortoise.
A giant tortoise credited with saving species is being returned to its home in the wild. Diego, a Galapagos giant tortoise, is jokingly called a playboy because he spent 40 years helping to repopulate his species. When he started in the program, he was one of two males and 12 females left on the island. Now there are more than 2,000. Well done, Diego. Yay. Experts estimate 40% of those tortoises are related to him. Now he's headed to his native island of Espanola in March to retire because he's exhausted.
My man Diego's got to be tripping around that island like, yo, what up, son? Who's your daddy? I am. Diego, you are the father of all of them. Thanks to ABC7 New York for that comprehensive report. So today is the day that Diego, the giant sex tortoise, gets his proverbial gold watch. Except they're not wrapping a gold watch around his neck or his little arm. His retirement is a private island. A private island that he spent much earned, or that he very much earned, after he spent the last 40 years getting nice. Probably every second of every day. Saving his kind through the noble act of having tortoise sex. And you heard it in the report. When Diego the Sex Machine arrived on Santa Cruz Island, there were only 14 giant tortoises left. You want to talk about going viral or viral? Thanks to his incredible efforts, there are now 2,000. And he is said to be the father of at least 800 of them. My dude. My dude is actually Alvin DeLauro, Phil Rivers, Antonio Cromartie, Sean Kemp, and Ryan Fitzpatrick, all rolled up into one under a giant hard shell. 185 pounds of pure reproductive magic. And, incredibly, he did it from the age of 60 to 100. I don't know what the hell dude was doing from age 1 to 60. But he was getting nice, starting in his AARP years. My man, just hammering it out from 60 to 100. No little blue pills required, just a willpower to save an entire species, and he did it. Father's Day just passed. I moved to rename it Diego, the Giant Sex Tortoise Day from now on, because my man is the dude, the goat of dads, this dude, a Hall of Fame procreator, the employee of the month, 480 months in a row. Man, what a gig. Wake up, clock in, get busy, nap it out, repeat. Rinse.
Wake up.
Repeat. Then one day, you show up to the office, and there's a cake in the break room with your name on it and a one-way ticket to paradise where you can take some much-needed time off from being the sex hero we all need. Well done, Diego. You earned the hell out of that pension check. The giant tortoise species has been saved. And you don't even have to stick around to be a dad anymore. That's the best part. You're the father of all of them.
Are you a good father?
Am I a good father? Are you?
Classic exchange between me and Lawrence Taylor once. You imagine? Okay, look, I don't want to glorify this completely. There are 800 kids walking around without a dad now. Dad's partying on his own island. Bunch of single moms out there, baby mamas. They deserve credit. How about all the baby tortoise mamas? Anyways, this isn't about them.
Credit.
This is about Diego, a dude on an island, sipping on a pina colada, sitting on a bag of frozen peas, thinking about all the great work he just did. We will remember you forever, champ. Now go off. Turtle up. Enjoy that retirement. You've earned it. How many of us can say we have saved an entire species by fathering an entire species? Diego, man, you rule. I'd love to throw back a pina colada with this cat. Like I said, it's a pandemic. I'm going to take a little bit of liberty. I'll take a license. Why? Because I can. When we come back, maybe some sports. Or maybe an animal getting nice for 40 years. Probably some sports. Open segment. More tortoise sex. What a life. What a time. What a show. They put me in the Hall of Fame for crap like that. Maybe not crap like that. Anyway, let's pop in Twitter. Eric Weddle is my guest on episode 135 of the Jim Rohn Podcast. Later on today, one more segment still here. It's a fat segment. It's wide open. Phone lines are clear. Use them. Time now for a sports update. Here it is. Here is Erica Herskowitz. It is time to hit the ATP. Ask the pros. You submit your question to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. I answer it. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. As you know, better parts, better prices every day. The queen is back, Bella B. Hi, Jim. Is there a no phone rule at the Rome family dinner table? Thanks. There should be. There would be if there were actually a Rome family dinner table. You know what's really strange? Even during this quarantine, we were still having a lot of trouble getting the family together for a dinner. It's just the way things are set up without boring you with the details. There's a lot going on right now, even during this quarantine. So it's still really challenging, even like with Jake home from college. Initially, when it started, there was a lot of that, but lately, less of that. So technically, there is not a no phone rule, but there should be because it really aggravates me. And of the four of us, I am on my phone the least, if you can imagine that. Janet's doing a lot of stuff. Like Janet's got millions of things going on. Like she's not wasting time, but she's constantly in her, quote, pink phone. She's got this really super bright pink cover for her phone. It's like it's really ugly. But her argument is, I can always find it at the bottom of my purse. That's why she has the pink phone. It's not an actual pink phone, but a pink cover. Logan, obviously, is a degenerate for his device. And Jake's into his device. So I'm constantly like, put it down. So there's not an actual rule, but there should be. But the bigger issue, the bigger challenge right now is not to get them off their phones at the dinner table, but to get them to the dinner table all at the same time. That's why that Rome family vacay is coming up. Some reaction. Steve PHX finally works his way back in. I turn around, and there's a green crank right in my face. Signed, Diego's Girlfriends.
Right in my face.
Squirrel 2 makes it back. Welcome to Garvey Island, Diego. Yours, Steve. Brian underscore Dino tweets, holy crap, Jim. Your Diego take is the best one you have ever cranked out.
Crank.
Nate Appleton tweets, what a day. This is the most crank talk I've heard in years. I'm going to have to wrestle with the wife tonight. Thanks, Rome. You are better than the blue pill. Kevin Worth tweets, sex still undefeated. Tommy from NC tweets, suck it, hair. Regards, Diego. Caleb in Green Bay tweets, this is where all the lady tortoises who told Diego, thanks, Alvin. This is where all the lady tortoises who told Diego, not if you were the last man on earth, had to put their money where their mouth was. Man's game, bitch. Hitman Canadian tweets, sex for 40 years? Clearly the guy wasn't married. Signed, married guys.
Well done, Diego.
Rit loved that one. Hey, Rome. Diego getting nice over 60 years old. Welcome to the party, pal. Signed, Dennis Quaid. Yeah, no.
He's exhausted.
1-800-636-8686. Anybody else want in? Hey, Hawk, let me have a quick conversation with you. He's like taking a deep breath. Nothing going on, man. Just checking in. What's up? How's your day going?
I've really enjoyed this show today.
Diego.
You always say that, Hawk.
Enjoyed the Toby stuff. Enjoyed the Diego stuff. Yeah, it's good.
Where were you? You weren't, obviously you weren't here. Were you listening? Where were you in your life when Toby made that call?
In 2005, I was graduating Woodinville High School in Woodinville, 13th
Washington. 13th grade. You were graduating, you were dropping out of 13th grade probably in 2005, right?
No, I was starting 13th grade in 2005. I graduated high school summer of 05 and then started at Seattle Central Community College that fall, which was in Seattle proper. And that was the first of three community colleges that I went on to proudly drop out of.
Why were you dropping out of community college, bro?
I didn't like going to class. At all.
You know, really?
Yeah. So I got an internship, which was cool, through the college and started working in sports radio up in Seattle at 950 KJR. And then when that was over, I was just kind of done with college and then would try again and then done and then would try again and then done.
Yeah, you weren't done. You're not done with something you never start. I mean, I guess technically you started. You know, no, so what's your thought? Are you going to go back?
No. No.
Do you have a GED even?
I don't know
what
that is.
You graduated high school, right?
Yes. I don't know what a, honestly, I don't know what a GED is.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that.
I have a high school diploma. Is that a GED?
Can you document that for sure? Do you have that?
Yes.
I mean, I hate to go back and do like a search into your background and find out that you dropped out of high school too.
No, I graduated high school with a 1.8 GPA.
Is that true?
That is absolutely the truth.
What the hell were you doing in high school that you couldn't even maintain a C- average? And by the way, how did you graduate with a 1.85? They let people out of high school with a 1.85?
Yeah, you could walk with a 1.8.
Why even bother going?
I don't know. Because I had to.
Dude, how dumb are you really? 1.85? Were you baked every single day, all day? How did you get a 1? I mean, if you show up and you just pay attention or half attention, you'd get at least a 2.5.
Well, you got to do a lot of homework to get good
grades. That's part of school, Hawk. You go to school, you listen to lectures, they assign you homework, you do the homework, you show up, you take tests, and you get a 2.0.
Yeah, I didn't like doing the homework at all. I didn't
None
really
of us
like
do,
going
Hawk.
To class. Yeah, well, I didn't do it.
Where were your parents?
They were chilling. Great parents. They just...
They didn't care about you.
No, they did. They didn't enforce it the way a lot of other parents did. They weren't on me the way other parents were. This is a conversation I've had with my parents later in life. Like, I wish you guys would have been, you know, more aware that I was slacking off so
Hawk,
hard.
How about you take some responsibility and accountability for your own lackluster life, Dan? Don't blame it on them. You're the one who didn't do the work. You're the one who didn't do the homework. Don't like, hey, how come you didn't push me harder?
Well, I agree with that when you're a little bit older in life. I was very immature when I was in high school. Yeah, and so I wish that my parents would have been like, hey, you should take this more seriously.
Still walking around with a porn stash on your face, dude. You're still really immature.
I will say this. I am now the father of two children, and I will be closely monitoring how they take care of their schoolwork later because I know all the tricks of how to get out of it because I spent my entire high school existence conning my parents into, you know, thinking that I had done the work when I hadn't.
I wish we hadn't had this conversation because now I feel like you're not qualified for the job and that you should look for another job. So, like, I do this myself. I'm constantly thinking, like, man, you know, I'm going to ask my mom this one day. And these things come up. So when you went to your parents and said, why was it okay with you both that I maintained a D average? What was their answer?
They said that they had tried very hard to get me to do it, but it just wasn't going to happen, that it was a struggle to get me to do well in school. And frankly, I think they were more, you know, interested in, you know, keeping their kids off of drugs and on the straight and narrow and being good citizens rather than great students. I don't know.
Dude, you were talking so far out your ass now. So now you're telling me that the reason they did not push you to do better academically is they were busy keeping you off drugs?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I know you don't know, dude. You're making this crap up as
you
go.
It was a long time ago. I just didn't really do that much schoolwork, and I don't know that they were paying that close of attention to it. I don't want to put them on blast. You're right. I should take some personal responsibility.
Seriously,
for
you are, dude. I guarantee the second that we go off the air, the phone's going to ring. Your mom's going to be like, are you kidding me, Adam? What'd you just say about me?
They're in town right now.
Better yet.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I would not have put you through this train, or myself, or the audience through this train wreck. Dude, even for you, this is brutal.
Well, I'm actually kind of proud of my background. It shows it's not how you start, it's how you finish. I feel like I'm a guy that,
That's funny.
I have a position.
What have you finished, Hawk? It's not how you start, it's how you finish. Exactly what have you finished? Okay, the marathon, I'll give you that.
Well, honestly,
that was good. I'll give you the marathon.
Not to flex, I would say that I have a job that a lot of people would want in life. And
dude, nobody else applied for that gig. Nobody wants that job.
There's no ceiling for my stupidity. And yeah, I appreciate where I am in my career and the people that
I
work with.
If I were to open up your job right now, even in a pandemic, with unemployment at that number it is, I guarantee there'd be probably one kid in one college that would apply. Nobody wants that job. Ritt doesn't even want that job.
Finally.
On a personal level, really appreciate where I'm at. And
you should, dude. I don't know how you got in the door even.
You know,
based on this conversation.
I live in Southern California. I pay my bills. I got a wife and two kids that I love. I would say that I've had a very successful life at the age of 32, despite my shortcomings. And I would say that people who aren't very good academically.
Dude, you're not 40? You're only 32?
32.
Holy crap. Really? I've been going along thinking, I was going to ask you what you did for your 40th birthday. You're 32?
32.
Wow.
Yeah.
And again, in the Seattle, what school district was that back in the day?
North Shore School District.
They let you out with a 1.85.
Yep.
Holy crap, Hawk. Stories continue to grow. Hey, good talk, son. Really good talk. I'm glad that we did that. I'm not sure anybody else is. You got anything to say for yourself in your 1.85 GPA?
That it ultimately ended up not mattering at all. I went to school with 4.0 kids who went to prestigious universities, who make less money than me, who don't have a family, who, you know, and I wish them all the best. I love them to death. These are great people, but ultimately,
but like, I'm kicking their ass in life.
They tried hard and I didn't.
Scoreboard, look up at it.
I got into the workforce early and I never stopped trying hard at the jobs that I worked.
Dude, you never started to try hard. I see you work every day here. All right, that's not fair. I'm playing with you now. You do try hard. Yes. I'll tell you where this is going to bite you in the ass, though. You can say that I look around and I have friends who tried really hard and they got 4.0s and they went to prestigious universities. And you know what? I make more money than them. They want to be me. They want to be my, they want my job. I've got a better family, a better wife, a better kids. Maybe. But when you try to get your kids to study, they're going to look at you one day and they're going to say, hey, Dad, what was your GPA? Hey, Dad, why do I need to study? Things worked out pretty well for you. What are you going to say then?
Well, that's a great point. And I would just say, do as I say, not as I do. I got to practice that as a dad now. Do as I say, not as I do.
Uh-huh.
That will be my saying. Uh-huh. And look, another thing I'm really happy about is I don't have any student debt either. None.
That's because you didn't go to school, idiot.
Right. And look how it worked out.
Wow. I don't have any student debt. Well, you got that going for you. That's true. You don't have a diploma.
Right. But these guys do.
You can't exchange college stories with anybody. But you have no debt.
Alvin and Garrett went to school, and we're sitting in the same room.
Fair enough, but I can't say how much more I respect them than I do you.
That's fair. I got nothing for that.
Hey, Alvin, you got any debt? College debt? What do you have to say to that? He got a UC education and no debt. So there goes your debt argument.
Alvin's got a few years on me.
Yeah, but he looks 10 years younger
than
you.
That's true. He's got jet black hair. What am I going to do about that?
Oh, man, this thing's just gone off the rails altogether. But your folks are in town.
Oh, yeah.
So the good news is, are they staying with you?
No. They're staying at one of the very few hotels in Anaheim that is open up during the coronavirus shutdown. They just come over every afternoon. It was my dad's birthday last night. We had a little cake. It was nice. And, we'll see them this afternoon.
Best part is
well.
You guys are going you're not going to have this breakdown over the phone, but rather you can do it face-to-face. They'll be right in your face, Adam.
They listen to the show every day. They're listening right now, guaranteed.
Hey, guys. So what'd you guys do for Pop's birthday?
Just chilled, talked about the smack off, ate some cake, made some barbecued, you know, just good times. He's not a big birthday guy at all, so he barely even wanted to do that. But we had a good time. It was great.
Dude, that was an impromptu segment. Hopefully you will heed my advice. Hopefully you got something out of that, Adam, because you needed to hear that.
Thank you.
But that was impromptu. I did not expect that. Thank you for playing along. Thank you for elevating the conversation.
Happy to do it. Yes, happy to do it.
Congratulations on failing 13th grade three times. Hawk's logic really is something else. Yeah, well, I don't have any debt. Yeah, but you don't have an education either. Hey, clones, what would you rather have? Debt and an education. Because an education is imperative. I'm not saying that it guarantees anything, but who would argue against the importance of being educated? Yeah, but I have no debt. Yeah, but you have no education. Yeah, but I have no debt. Yeah, but you have no diploma. Yeah, but I have no debt. You had a 1.85, but I have no debt. You know why you have no debt? Because you do super scummy things like jam sales sales reps out of their shoes. Anyway, you're lucky we're out of time, Hawk. You really are. You're lucky we started that late. Now we're done. My thanks to my EP, Adam Hawk. And all kidding aside, he might not have started well, but he is finishing well. Hawk busts his ass, and I've always said this about Hawk, for the record. He is one of the few that have come through here that has gotten progressively better at his job every single month. That's true. I'm looking right in the camera when I say that. Hawk is one of the few over the years that have come through here that has gotten dramatically better at his job. I would include Alvy in that, too. Alvy has become an absolute wizard. My thanks to my guests and the XR4TI and all of you. Jim Rome Podcast with Eric Weddle coming up shortly.